Hi, everybody. It's Doug Mayhew. I'm here with my colleague, Alessandro Cattercini. I probably butchered your name. Not too bad. My name gets butchered from time to time. Anyways, we're here to talk about some cool ways of getting at data in Drupal sites. Drupal sites have all this cool content, and there's a lot of clients and apps out there that would like to consume that content. And there's kind of an interesting new way to get at that content. And Alessandro, I'll let you kind of describe how this works.
Sure, Doug. Thank you for this opportunity to talk here. Key problem here is the web contains a lot of data. Websites have a lot of data. And Drupal in particular, which is one of the most commonly and most used CMS systems out there, contain a lot of data. Now, what if this data could be exposed in a way that is a standard and usable for a lot of different purposes? What if there was a protocol based on HTTP, RSS, JSON, and all the standards that everybody understands and everybody can use to just extract any data from any Drupal module and expose it, for example, to your mobile clients or to other web clients, or easily in a way so that you can create mashups? Well, I pretty much just defined what OData is. OData, or open data, is a protocol that is based on HTTP and RSS that is able to create a model of your data and expose it in a way that is really easy to use. It has clients pretty much everywhere. I mean, everybody that goes on odata.org can see that it's supported pretty much all over the place. It is on its way to become an OASIS standard, so it's a format that is commonly accepted and commonly used all over the technology world. And what is interesting is that Patrick Wilson from R2 Integrated just finished a few weeks ago building a module that is able to expose any Drupal module as an OData feed. So it is possible to reflect on the structure of the modules that are exposed in a certain OData installation, and to selectively query and extract data from these modules and expose them as an OData feed outside. So that if somebody wants, for example, to consume this data on a mobile device, they don't have to write a specific application that talks to specific APIs, but they can use an off-the-shelf OData client and just point it to the URL for the specific set of data that they're interested in.
And so with OData, you can do queries right in the URL. It's kind of like, I think of it as SQL in the URL, just a query language that requires no new technologies, as you're describing.
That is exactly right. OData today is already capable of sending pretty much all the fundamental SQL operations of projection, filtering, etc., to extract the data that you need in a feed and consume it as RSS or JSON.
Cool. And so this is a module, as you mentioned, that Patrick has put together. So any Drupal site that's already been customized and is full of content can just go plug this thing in, and now you've made it possible for these other clients to get at the data. Sites where people have customized their data structures and things like that? You mentioned reflection, so if it reflects against the structures that are there, do those customizations now show up in the OData feed?
See, this is the interesting part. The concept of Drupal is that you have nodes, and nodes are really, you can think of them about loosely objects, and every time that you're installing a new module, be it an off-the-shelf module or a custom module that you write yourself, you specialize a node to contain the data that you need. The OData producer module is capable of recognizing the data structures of the new nodes that have been installed in an installation, understand the data that it is exposed by them, ACL the data, so apply the rows and the permissions to every specific piece of information, and expose this to an outside feed.
So it's not just a backdoor where people can go around the access control that you've already set up in your site.
Unless something went terribly wrong.
Okay. We'll assume the best. So I guess that's kind of just a quick overview of what this is and how it works. And then Patrick, I understand, has put together a little demo of how this works. So maybe enough of the telling, we'll move on to the showing.
Yep. Let's move the ball in Patrick's camp, and let's see this puppy work.
All right. So take it away, Patrick.
Thanks, guys. The first thing I'm going to show you is the OData modules administration screen. Now, what you see here is a list of entities and bundles in this Drupal installation. And this lets you determine what you're actually going to have the OData module expose, because you don't necessarily want to be showing every entity and bundle that that exists in your system. What I can do here, for instance, is I can go in and say, for instance, that I want to expose users through the service. And I do that by just going into the user bundle, or the user entity rather, the user bundle, and then selecting expose through OData server. What I do is I go in here to properties, and I get all of the properties here that that exist on the user bundle. And just for right now, I'm gonna show the username and the email address, and that's about it. Now, be aware that there's no distinction. We don't make any arbitrary distinction over what properties we do and do not give you access to. We give you access to all the properties on the bundle. But please do exercise caution because, for instance, this particular property contains a hash of the user's password. Now, there are legitimate use cases where you would want to expose this data through the OData web service, assuming that the web service was fully secured and that you took extra precautions to make sure that this data wasn't publicly available. We don't make any arbitrary distinctions, limiting you to what data you can and cannot expose. We just happen to put a little note here so that people are very, very certain that they absolutely intend to expose certain potentially sensitive information like that. So I've gone through and so I just wanted to do username and email, and then I'll hit save. And then now, if I actually go to the web service, let me actually remove this. So if you're familiar with how OData service calls work, basically you'll see here what I'm doing is I'm just calling the service without really any parameters except for that I want the format to be JSON because it pretty prints a little bit easier. Really what this does right here is it just shows the collections that are exposed by the system. So you can see right now I actually have a node that has a content type of farmer's market. We'll get to that in just a little bit. And then I have the user entity and bundle that I exposed before. So if I want to actually see the list of users now, I can go to user_user, and we're separating the entities and bundles based on the double underscores there. And go there, and you can see we get the information back from the user. Now, you'll note that we get this user ID 0 here, and it has a null name and a null mail. That's just the Drupal's built-in way of handling anonymous users, but if we come down here, you'll actually see that we have let me resize my window here just a little bit. You'll see that we actually have two different users. We have the admin user, and then we have this Farmer Joe user that I created. One thing to note is that it is showing a user ID. The system doesn't give you any option of whether or not you show the primary key entity. So if the basically you're going to be showing the primary key no matter what. But it's because it needs that in order to perform its queries properly. So you don't really have an option of deselecting that in the administration screen. But you can see that the two properties that we did select, the name and mail, are showing up here. So this is all fine and dandy, but the real power with this module, I think, is its ability to handle custom content types. And so I'm going to show that to you now. So if I go back to the OData settings here, and I go under Node, you'll see that we have this Farmers Market node. So this is basically a node representing, or a content type representing different farmers markets across the U.S. I went ahead and pre-populated this with data from data.gov. And if I go up here to content types and we take a look at the farmers market content type here, you'll see that we have numerous fields, and they range from, a specialized link field. This is the field link module, I believe, to text, to lists, different numeric formats, booleans. So you can see we have quite a few fields here. And again, all this data has been pre-populated. If we go to content, we'll get a list of all the different farmers markets that we have here. And all this is up on the demo site, which we'll be giving out the URL in this post here. But and you can also see it up here. All this is live. You can go through it, take a look for yourself. You've seen the content type. You see we have some content in there. Let's go ahead and expose it to through OData. So if I go into Node and Farmers Market, you see we're actually already publishing this. If I go into Properties, you'll see I'm publishing the title and the created date. And then if I go down a little bit further, you'll see something a little bit different. You'll see foreign keys. So this is pretty cool. We're basically able to set up relationships based on foreign keys that are actually defined in the Drupal schema. So for instance, for nodes, there's a foreign key in the schema to link up with the author's user account. So we've actually enabled that. So what that's going to mean is that people can queried the system and ultimately get back user data based on what farmers market they're looking at. And then you can see we're exposing pretty much all the custom fields that we added to the content type. So nothing really changed here. So I'm actually just going to go and show the actual service call. Let's see here. I'm actually going to go back to my collections here so I can see and copy and paste, as opposed to have to type that in. So let's paste that back in there. And we get back a list of all of our farmers markets. There are examples of more complex queries that you can run on the demo site. But as you can already see here, we're bringing in the user foreign key, actually. And this URI here would allow you to see the user associated with this particular farmers market. And of course, you could use the one of the OData parameters to actually not have this user object be deferred. You could actually include it in the output here. You can also see that we're outputting the created date in OData version version 2 spec date format. We're outputting actual Boolean values, it's pretty pretty dynamic here. That's about it. This module is currently in sandbox mode. It needs reviewers to vet it and review it and help it get through the application process. So I hope I can count on folks out there in the Drupal community to take a look, give their feedback, hopefully we can get this published and people start using it. All right, thanks a lot.